Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Hello, everyone. Ed Raymer with you. The Evan Lee Raymer Show here on WGNS on Sunday night again at 8 o'clock. We're glad to be with you. My good friend Jason Bennett is here, and Angie Coleman Thomas is here, and we're going to talk about... Angie, I'm sorry. I should welcome you first.
Oh,
Jason,
thank you.
Welcome back. Thank you both for agreeing to do this tonight. We thank you. We appreciate it. Jason, Angie, we ought to wish this man a happy birthday.
We should have had a little
cake.
He gave
or
up
something.
Part of his birthday weekend for us.
So, yes, yeah, I know. Yeah. That's sacrifice, folks.
I'm telling you, it took everything out.
That's what political life takes. Right. Yeah, even if you're going to be a spectator like all of us, you know. How are you? You doing good?
What? I'm doing well.
Good. Okay. Angie, good to see you.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here.
Thanks.
Glad to have you here. And we're going to be talking about a race for circuit court clerk. And we'll get into all that just a little bit later. And, Connor, I want to give these folks maximum yield of our time. If we can right now, let's go ahead and start this out, okay? But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that's a little rock and roll to kick you off just a little bit. And I am Ed Raymer, your host for the Evan Lee Raymer Show. And this show is produced right here at the studio of studios WGNS AM, 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight and Jason and Angie with your questions, comments at 615-893-1450. That's 615-893-1450, and you can also send us a text to that number, and when Connor gets it, he'll be glad to read it for us or hand it off to one of us. We'll be glad to read it for you. For those of you who do not want to be on the air, we understand. If you're a little too high or too shy, we understand. My guest tonight, Angie Coleman Thomas, is here. Jason Bennett's here. We're talking about the race for circuit court clerk here of Rutherford County. And now, how do you listen to us? How do you find us? Ladies and gentlemen, the good old-fashioned way is on the radio, AM 1450, FM 100.5, 101.9. As I've mentioned previously, you can find us on YouTube Live right now under the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. You can find us on Facebook Live. My wife listens on Alexa. She does not need to see me. She sees enough of me at the house. So, you know, there's a number of ways. Stitcher, that's old news. It's all there. You can find us if you want us. And all of my broadcasts that are on there, you can go back and view those on YouTube. And we're grateful for that. And you can also download the WGNS app. Take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. And Jason Qualls does a great job with, you know, financial coaching. He's got good guests, good information. You can listen to all of our sports. Brian and John doing a great job. They're doing softball and baseball right now. MTSU Sports, Mr. Palmer was on the air just this afternoon, I think, with a ball game. Always listen to them and everyone. And at 6 o'clock, you know, a little show comes on here, Simplicity, with Angie Bingham, you know, Angela Bingham and Angie Marie. And they're here, or is Angie Renee? Angie Renee, and she's here with them, doing a great job with Simplicity, and always get good numbers and good ratings, and they're good friends. Listen to them. They're every Sunday at 6 o'clock before us by a couple of hours. Now, if we can, I want to promote too for you, before we get into this, Once Upon a Page 2026. It's a book and story convention. Local authors, narrators, and vendors are going to be there April 18th and 19th at Smyrna Event Center, 100 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, Tennessee. Now, this year's events will bring together writers of all genres, from fantasy and romance — that's what I'm into, is the romance thing — and poetry and children's literature, for a weekend packed full of authors, signings, panel discussions, giveaway, and family fun. You can find tickets for this event, and they sold out last year, so you better check and see at thespinebookshop.com. That's the spinebookshop.com. That's our good friend Kelsey down there, and doing a great job as always. Now, I am sitting right next to Angie. And what are you doing here?
You sent an invitation, and I said, I'll be there. I'm there.
We're going to talk about it. Jason, yeah. Where are we at on this race right now? Tell us what's going on. And let's sort of walk ahead into this thing.
Well, okay. I mean, first off, I think it's important to say that early voting starts Wednesday.
Yes. Of course. Yeah.
I always vote that first day. So.
You do? I do. You vote the first day?
Okay. First day it's available.
Okay.
I'll walk to SportsCom and do it.
Oh, I love it. I do. There's no doubt about it. Now, who is running for this office right now? Circuit Court Clerk, which is the reason we're here tonight.
Yeah. So Melissa's was elected in 2014, and she's running again.
Right.
And then she's got an opponent, Jeff McKinney. There is no Democratic candidate that's
going
to run at all. So this is going to be the election here.
This is it. Okay.
Yep. And he currently works for the DA's office. He's a former employee as well of hers.
And you all are here tonight on behalf of Jeff?
No, not really. On behalf of getting rid of Melissa, for sure.
Okay.
But
right.
Not necessarily on behalf of Jeff. I think he'll do a much finer job, for sure.
Good enough?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll put it that way. That's fine.
Yeah, I've not talked to Jeff about it. So.
Sure, okay. Well, I'm sure he'll be listening tonight anyway. Everyone across the globe does listen to this every Sunday night. all around the world. That's true. We're on around the world. We've got folks. Somebody said we had folks that listen, I think it's in Ireland or somewhere like that. I forget where it is. And they listen to us via, you know, of course, via the internet. And Angie, you worked in this office for a while.
I did, yeah.
Well,
you
worked there for a little while, didn't you?
Before, a little while, yeah. In her first
You were
term.
Hired by Laura Bowling.
Right.
Okay.
Hired in 2012.
Tell us what went on, what happened, dear, if you don't mind.
Sure. I was hired by Laura Bowling in 2012 and worked in juvenile court as a clerk.
Okay.
Which falls underneath the circuit court clerk's
domain.
Domain, yes, sir.
Okay.
She had been there less than a year, I guess. We didn't see her very often. We didn't know that was a thing until, you know. And,
okay.
Of course, it has continued, apparently.
It's
notoriously so now. But
mm-hmm.
When she did come in, we knew that there was probably going to be at least a little bit of chaos stirred. And she showed up at the office one day and had requested that she talk to some clerks just to go over their job duties. And I thought,
okay,
that's questionable. She's been here well over 6 months. She was elected. She should already know the job duties. So that was a red flag right there. And I got summoned first to a back storage room.
Okay.
Two chairs facing each other. Hers was in front of the door, closed. No witnesses, no paperwork, no files, no forms, no nothing. And she asked me about my job duties, so I started to describe them, and I was almost immediately interrupted. And she, her first question was, "Why don't you like me?" And I thought, "What? What are we talking about?" And she continued on with accusations of things I had done or said. And when I challenged her and questioned those accusations, she didn't have any response. And this went on, you know, there was no resolve. It went on for a little while. And finally, I was able to get out of the room. And from that point on, I knew that there was, I mean, the message was clear and it was intentional. It was planned. It was intentional. She had come in with a plan and executed as far as she was concerned. And I knew.
And what was that plan?
Oh, the plan was to send me. Well, it was to send me a message. It was to say
either get on board or
It was to say, watch what you say, watch who you say it to, watch who you're hanging out with, and who you're not hanging out with, or who you're associating with. So I and I wasn't the first one that had happened to. So you know,
It's kind of a theme.
It is.
Yeah, and so then in response to that, you've come up here to talk to me.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's continued. It wasn't just me.
No, okay.
And all right. There are many, you know, I stayed for a few more weeks until I found another job. But I had many very good friends and coworkers that were still there that had that endured way worse than I did.
And many that are listening tonight, and you are welcome to give us a call at 615-893-1450.
Please do.
And you left, so this has been some years back.
Yes,
you,
I was gone in 2015.
Okay.
So that was still in her first term, and watched, you know, three more terms or three whole terms of the mess that's gone on.
Yeah, pretty much not complete chaos.
Yeah. The chaos with the employees and the lawsuits that have been filed. I mean, she's been there 12 years, and we're five lawsuits
somewhere
at this
point? Somewhere
in that neighborhood. Including the personal one that her nephew filed against her for will fraud. So, I mean, that's an average of, what, almost 2.5 lawsuits a year?
Right, sure.
So
we don't know how much those have cost.
Right.
There's
the
no
settlements.
Telling.
They were all,
I know.
All except for the one with that's still ongoing were settled, and we don't know what the amount was that has not been disclosed.
Okay.
Well, we know if it's under $299, we automatically settle in Rutherford County.
So. Right.
Sure. Yeah. And there's been a lot of settling done.
Yeah, we could be in the millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Probably all.
Yeah. I am wondering, you know, and this is a totally separate subject. I was talking to someone earlier today. At what point do we find a bonding company or insurance company that don't want to have anything to do with us anymore? Because this has been going on for a while now.
Well, it's a ton of them. Sheriff's departments have lawsuits.
Oh, you know, Sheriff's Department, great day.
Yep.
I mean, that's where it all started.
Right.
That's when all this thing ensued. Mm-hmm. And at what point do we get a bonding company that says,
we're in the pool, so in our.
Yeah, mean, we'll do it, but maybe the price will be drastically increased, or they just say, you know, we want to wash our hands
up. Those premiums are going up every time we settle one, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
And that costs us money directly. I mean, it's being paid for it by insurance, but the premiums,
I understand.
We're paying for that.
But the premium must be paid somewhere along the line.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she claims, I mean, every election, she claims that she's returning money to the county. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're in the red at this point if we really want to look at the figures going on.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I mean, between that and, you know, and the, and her incredibly high turnover rate since the beginning.
How many employees does this office does it have?
I don't.
Do you know?
I would have to.
Let me see if I can figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, are we looking at 50, 100? I mean,
well, it's over 50.
It's
for
over
50.
50. It's in the neighborhood of 70.
70, 80 employees, somewhere around in there. Yeah. Right.
Quote me on it, but
okay.
Of course, it fluctuates.
It does.
Right.
Yeah, they're, you know, we call it the revolving door.
Revolving door, for sure. All right.
Which is also a cost to the county.
Sure.
Cost
of
to
course.
Hire Train. And replace. Yeah.
And retrain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jason, where do you come down on this? What information are you getting that you've put together?
Well, you know,
you're following a lot of this that goes on in Rutherford County, there's no doubt about it.
Right.
We found Rob Mitchell was, you know, terrorized, basically.
Essentially, yeah.
Essentially is what it was. That's my word. If you don't like it, you can talk to me about it. You know, that's what it was. He was terrorized, he and his wife both. For no good reason at all.
That's right.
For simply, as you know, Angie and I were talking, for doing his job.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
And
so,
this seems to be what's going on in this county.
Right. Well, I mean, you remember the Bail Bond company conflict.
Sure. I understand.
She was, you know, owned AAAA bail bonds, right?
Her family. Yeah. Quadruple A bail bonds, I believe. Yeah.
And so when she took office immediately, that was. She was challenged in that.
Conflict of
interest.
Because
it was a conflict.
Sure.
It's just an obvious conflict.
Sure it is.
But she tried to hold on to it, gave it to a friend of hers or whatever, tried to do that. And,
right.
Eventually, it was they forced her to shut it down. A judge forced her to shut it down. And then I think it actually reversed the suspension in 2016. So I'm not sure exactly how all that played out. Then you had a lawsuit by the NAACP for charging a poll tax, essentially.
Right.
So that was NAACP, the League of Women's Voters, and someone else. And that was a federal civil rights case.
Right.
2021, two employees filed lawsuits against her, one of them for retaliatory firing after reporting misconduct, hostile work environment, misuse of county computers for non-county business. And I think that had to do with rental property. I'm not sure exactly.
Right.
Personal business.
Personal business.
You know,
okay.
I have the, on that same note, I mean, I'm pretty confident that she used it for a lot of other things as well, like include look up people that she doesn't like.
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's which is not county business, right?
Well, she'll be calling me for that.
Yeah, I filed a FOIA request.
Okay,
and
all right,
and they basically failed to respond. They responded within a week.
Okay,
we got a hold.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to go on our first break now if we can, and let's give everybody time to catch their breath.
All right.
Angie is here. Jason Bennett is here. Connor's on the board doing a great job as usual. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with you. Give us just a couple of minutes. This is Ed Raymer for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, J. Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. Yeah, and we are back. Ed Raymer with you with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Jason Bennett's here with us. Angie Coleman Thomas is here. We're talking about the circuit court clerk's race right now. Jason, you've been on your phones.
Yeah, let me get back.
Plural there.
Sorry.
I'll take it you're looking up something, and Angie, please chime in. You have a whole list of things there that you might want to go over.
It's all my notes, you know. I got to write things down.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. So do I. Until we got these little devices here, I used to write down everything. Yeah. I keep a lot of stuff in there. I don't like doing it that way. I like the old-fashioned, the yellow legal pad and pen,
right.
You know.
That's right.
But,
Well, let's go back to the lawsuits. You want to?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir, whatever.
So another lawsuit was filed in 2021. It was a disability-based discrimination lawsuit.
Right.
And retaliation for reporting wrongdoing and unequal treatment of employees. This has been a theme. I mean, the entire time she's been there. 2021, an unauthorized commissary vending operation. The comptroller investigated it.
Right.
You know, that's happening inside of kind of like Honey Boo Boo.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor Honey Boo Boo with the honey sales and stuff, you know.
Yep.
Okay.
Commissary was questioned directly, and the allegation was that Harrell attempted to hide or downplay the operation when asked about it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
2021 through 22, more internal complaints. Retaliation, preferential treatment for politically connected staff, hostile workplace culture. 22-24, using employees to target judges and attorneys. I know one of those happened inside the juvenile court.
Right. Yeah.
And there was some. There was. I think she had issues with a judge,
mm-hmm.
And was openly hostile and not
juvenile good. Court. This would have been. Donna Scott Davenport.
It probably was Donna Scott.
Probably at that time.
Judge Davenport.
Yeah. Judge Davenport at that time.
She probably deserved some hate, but you know.
Yeah, for what I
still,
say. Yeah.
Whatever.
She's locking up children at 4 years of age. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Employees reported there was pressure to undermine individuals seen as political or personal opponents. Let's see here. Nephew's ongoing inheritance lawsuit. He filed a lawsuit, I think it was in 2023 originally, and
okay.
it's ongoing today, so we're not really going to talk about it very much.
Right, yeah.
This is kind of a strange one. Last year in August, she had a deputy clerk that got a DUI, and there's some weird things about that. She was somehow or another, I'm not sure how, was allowed to turn herself in 4 days later instead of going to jail that night, including
the deputy clerk. Okay.
And
right.
Her husband was also arrested for public intox same time. Neither one of them went to jail until 4 days later. Not sure about that. And then she was given she was encouraged to retire quietly with full benefits before the court date, so her DUI court hearing, and she did that 1 week prior, retired 1 week prior, maintained full benefits, and then was convicted of the DUI.
Sure.
You know, that's, to me, it's not really a negative on the employee necessarily. That
sure.
employee actually was the person that she tried to set up the bonds business with. So they went back way back before that. So
okay.
Been recurring. And then you got more Friday night, no, blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to skip that one. Just lots of people coming forward with their history of her.
And we may have callers on that tonight. We have a caller on the line right now. Caller, go ahead, please. This is Ed Raymer. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff Neal, how you doing?
Hello, Jeff, how are you?
What's up? Good day, doctor. I just want to tell you, Kelly, there, you always thought about putting your name on the ballot. You've definitely done it, so you can't fault her for that. I just wanted to ask her, if you do win, is it a 2-year? I assume it's a 4-year term, so what things you want to do in the office? I know I'm not sure too much about what the office entails. I know it's cases and things, court cases and things, but what do you want to do to change the other things. So I'll just kind of hang up and listen. And hope everybody comes out and votes me. Everyone Lee's talked about before that low turnout would need everybody out to vote. It's a real key election with some local stuff and school board and things. So people need to come out and vote and make their voice heard. I think everyone Lee would definitely agree with that. So,
oh, yeah, I'll, sure.
I'll hang up and let you guys have it and have a good week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. Jeff Neal, big supporter of this broadcast and a supporter of WGNS. Now, Angie, to be sure, and you're not running for this office.
No, sir.
You're here on behalf of...
I'm here for awareness.
Okay.
Let's make people aware of what's been going on in this office for 12 years.
Who all is running? You got three just two.
Just two.
Yep.
And that's, of course...
Jeff McKinney.
Jeff McKinney is the reason you're here tonight on Jeff's behalf. And whatever else you have, but tell us about Jeff. Tell us what he's got. Tell us what's going on.
I mean, he's
qualifications and things like that.
Yeah. He's worked in the clerk's office before.
Sure.
He's been there. He still works in the community. He's just not in the clerk's office anymore.
Right.
He's got a passion for these people that are in the office. He's got a passion for the community itself. He wants to come in and he wants to make the changes and improve this office, the morale, everything that's been wrong for 12 years and make it the office it should be for our county.
Yeah.
Make it a county. Make it an office that our county can be proud of.
Sure.
And can rely on. That the judges and the legal community can rely on and know that it's being run the way it should be run.
Sure.
And that, you know, the employees are happy, the employees are able to do their job
when
to the best
judge
of their
sees,
ability.
Yeah, when a judge sees Rutherford County Circuit Court, they know that everything's being taken care of.
Exactly. You don't get an eye roll thinking, oh no, walking into now? Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, there's an interesting thing about Jeff. He he moved here. He's been here most of his life. He moved here as a kid, and his parents, I believe, kind of founded the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
Why they moved here to, to Murfreesboro.
Sure.
To do that. So anyway, kind of a history of civic involvement and giving back to
the
community.
Goodness knows what the Boys and Girls Club has done.
Absolutely.
Telling you,
it's
massive.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of that is due to our immense growth.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons we're here tonight is because of our immense growth.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I might say this, from what I'm gathering, from what I hear, and I know the ladies, you know, you'll understand. This has been a good old boy network, Jason, you know what I'm talking about, for years.
Yes.
Still is.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is to a great extent. But you've got a lot of people in here that don't adhere to the good old boy system. They're from other areas of the country. They're from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know what? Okay, now what about this? And nobody, well, don't worry. That's just the way it's always been done. Well, that may be that's already changed in many circles.
And the point, you know? And a part of the point is that's not how it's always been done in the clerk's office.
Sure.
We had previous clerks that were wonderful that.
Sure.
I mean, nobody had a lawsuit filed against them.
Right.
They didn't have a problem retaining employees, and they knew how to do the job. They could sit down and perform the duties that Harold cannot.
Right.
She expects everybody else to perform the duties or clean up any mess she's made, while she trots out the door and does.
And goodness knows, to do a job like that, you need the confidence of your employees backing you.
For sure.
I mean, it doesn't sound like that's what's happening here. It sounds like
employees aren't encouraged to, they're not encouraged to succeed. They're encouraged to fail.
Yeah.
The only encouragement they receive is threats and harassment, etc.
Okay.
They don't receive, there's nothing positive there.
Okay. Yeah, not much of an environment to...
No. I mean, you've got employees that actually have health conditions as a result. And PTSD.
Really?
I mean, they have bad dreams. They're going to doctors. The doctors are...
Really?
Recognizing a commonality. You know, the doctor has seen, you know, other patients with the same problems, and they recognize the common denominator. So, yes, it's a very common thing.
We've got a caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead. Ed Raymer here. Go ahead.
Yes, Mark Riddle here.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Doing well, Ed. How about yourself?
Have you about got that grill paid for?
Just about got that grill paid for. I'm grilling too.
Okay. What's going on, my friend?
Well, I just was listening to this, and there's certainly enough that I've already heard that, you know, makes me think certainly you couldn't have that person stay in that office. But I'm just curious if the people that office serves, if who's in that chair makes a difference to the people that come to the circuit court clerk's office to get services.
I would say so. I don't know if I can interrupt you. If you got more to say, that's fine.
No, stay on line, Mark.
There are...
No, I'm listening.
Go ahead.
There have been also allegations of unfair treatment of, say, indigent filers.
Sure.
There. Uh-huh. And, you know, kind of withholding their stuff until they actually pay something, you know, until they pay it up.
Right. Okay, I see what you're saying.
I've had multiple attorneys contact me about her. I mean, many attorneys. Contact me about how, I mean, they're the bonds community, that, you know, it is pretty ticked off. Attorneys, multiple attorneys, judges,
even some of the judges,
absolutely. They can't stand working with her. It's she makes it very difficult, and almost it's intentionally, I think, you know.
Like that office should be run pretty smoothly. I know you're going to have bumps and humps.
Right.
You know.
And it used to be.
But you've got you have a game plan to go by that's laid out for you. It doesn't seem.
Yeah.
Mark, go ahead. You've got more.
Well, I was just curious. You know, I worked at courthouse back in the 70s. I think maybe it was Bob Sutter that was the clerk then.
Right.
Is that who it was? I know he was a clerk. I don't know if it was that particular office clerk or not, because, you know, I'm an old guy now. I can't remember.
If he's back in the 70s, you're way before me, because I didn't get here until the 80s.
Yeah. Well, I came over here to school and went to work up there. But anyway, you know, that's what I was wanting to know. So, yeah, you've got judges and attorneys and people who are trying to get things done and can't, in addition to all the shenanigans that are going on.
Sure. Sure. And that's the reason these two people are here tonight. That's why they're here.
Well, I'm curious as to why there's not any kind of accountability to some higher authority that says you can't do that.
A very good point.
I can answer
Mr.
that.
Mr. Bennett? Yeah. Okay. Hang on, Mark. Go ahead, John.
Constitutionally elected officials are not held to the same standard as county employees. You can't do anything about it. You have to go to the state. So if you go... For instance, file an ethics complaint against Melissa Harrell. There's just not a whole lot.
You have to go before the state. You have to go.
Yeah, you can go to the commission and have an argument, but there's really not going to be anything.
Well, because they're all Republicans and they're going to side with her anyway.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Well, it's fact. Yeah. No, they're going to side with her. They're Republicans.
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, you had probably a 50-50 shot with commissioners with Joe Carr. So, and you know, most of those are Republicans. So, you know, would we have three Democrats, two Democrats, and maybe some more this time?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to say, too, you know, nobody, as far as I know, has bothered to try to do anything about this office for the past 12 years.
Sure.
And even though elected officials are, as Jason described, as far as being held accountable, you can't tell me that the mayor does not have influence over that office as well as HR. And Correct. They've both been in a hot mess yeah. for at least 12 years that I know of, and HR possibly longer. But right. instead, he was busy, took most of his term busy going after Rob Mitchell in his office when there was nothing to go after.
Right.
And let that sit over there and continue on, and nothing's been done yet. When probably it would take maybe a phone call or two.
Sure.
I don't know.
Right.
You know, cut it out.
Right.
Clean up your act. Yeah. I don't know.
Mark, that's go ahead.
That's what's so disheartening to me is that, you know, the bulk of the population in this county, I mean, there were things going on in the 70s. I'm not going to name names or anything, but there were some offices and things going on in the 70s, just like you're talking about now. But the public doesn't really want to know.
Sure.
So they're not, not really interested in that, and it's sad that we let people get away with this kind of thing. And, you know, you're talking about 12 years. I mean, that's one term is enough.
Exactly.
But certainly 12 years is ridiculous. And, you know, I worked up there. I remember the fee offices were not really subject to the county mayor or county executive at that time. You know, if they wanted to give their people raises, you couldn't stop them because they were fee offices. So it was the state dealt with that. But there's somebody at the state that's over that office. And, you know, why we can't, our county mayor or somebody can't contact them if there's a problem and say, you need to investigate what's going on here.
That'd be the state comptroller's office, and we've got issues there, too. So.
Yeah. We were Mark, we were talking about him before we went on air. Yeah, I mean, him and his whole host of professionals that have come here to Rutherford County. Well, I don't need to get into that anymore. Yeah, we saw how that worked.
Yeah, I remember that with Rob Mitchell.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Yeah, I mean, they were trying to ride Rob Mitchell out of this county on a rail, and they failed.
Yeah.
I mean, they just failed, you know. Mark?
Yeah, the whole thing was done.
Yeah, it did.
I'm telling you.
But listen, thank you, guys. I'm getting some information here that I didn't have before, and I'm glad to be able to know what's going on a little bit more. I don't know what I can do about it, but I certainly will share it with people that I know. And
good deal.
See if we can get some interest in it, you know, rather than people just not wanting to know.
Well, that's true, too. And, Mark, of course, as you know, we go off the air. If you need anything, you can call me at home, and I can make up a lot of stuff that'll make you feel good.
I'm sure you'll tell me enough bull over the coffee that I won't need to call
you. Okay, all right. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to let you buy me coffee one of these days, okay?
We're getting close to the 15th. It's going to be about time for us to get together.
Well, okay, yeah. We're encroaching on that, folks. Get it ready for the 15th because Mark Reynolds is going to buy all of us coffee somewhere. And Mark, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Love your show. Thank you. And guests are great.
Thank you so much. Mark Riddle. And by the way, he's an accountant, if you wonder. So he's been a little covered up here lately. But it stresses the point. There's somebody that's supposed to be over this, but it seems like no one's minding the store.
Right. She knows that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And taking full advantage of it.
Of course she is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's more of the, as I say, it's the Republican agenda. They really don't care. This is my view. I don't know. Y'all say what you want or just keep your mouth shut. I don't care.
I don't think they care. I don't think
she'd
care if she was Republican or Democrat.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too.
I don't think she would.
Maybe.
It wouldn't. Yeah. It's just how she is. She knew how she was going to be when she came in, and she executed.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, almost $174,000 a year, and she's got everybody doing her work, and she's, you know,
barely there,
barely doing the bare minimum.
There's been allegations of having her employees do campaign events for her.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed one of those last week or week before, I believe, and she's
on the clock
at
work.
Yes,
and it was posted all over Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said she. Somebody said that she took PTO. It's possible.
Sure.
Got that in the FOIA as well.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty questionable.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, again, I want to thank both of y'all for doing this tonight. Thank you. And you've been in, you know, and you've been in this.
Yes.
Sweetheart, you know what this is.
I've been in it, and I've had friends after me in it for a long, long time.
Right.
That either endured until retirement or maybe are still there.
Right.
Or were gone, you know, 4 or 5 years after I was.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, she manipulated some into firing back at her, which meant that they got fired. And again, you've got.
You've had people who have actually been fired.
Oh,
from
yeah.
this
hotel. Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
of.
And resulting in what, three, two, one of the lawsuits at least, a wrongful termination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Any idea to the amount of money or everything? Like you say, anything under $300,000?
We don't know.
I think it's, yeah.
We know the
sealed.
Person that knows, but
right.
you know, can't
sure,
do it.
Right. Sure. Yeah. yeah. Okay.
It's sealed.
Yeah.
But the okay. cost to the county, and you know, she's
that ought to be illegal.
When we vote for sure. these officials, they're working for us. And I, you know, if I look at a resume and I see somebody yeah. with now 5 lawsuits, and the turnover rate she has and the lack of skills, the minimum skills.
Yeah. 64% turnover
yeah.
rate.
Yeah.
64 over her term.
64%.
It's almost unthinkable.
Right.
64%
why do you
turnover
hire,
rate.
Why do you want to hire somebody like that? Who's caught? She's effectively, she's costing all of us money. She's, I mean,
year
she's taking
year.
Our money.
Wow.
And skipping around town with
it—that's a
essentially.
Fact. 64% turnover mm-hmm. rate.
You know, yeah. I think I'd like to have had a job in that. In that I may go apply and just work there just for the heck of it. You know, I could have a lot of fun with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
have some new innovative ideas.
I'd say,
I'm an innovator.
I'd say fun is probably not a description you hear very often working for Melissa.
Would be
Melissa
if
Harrell.
I was there.
It might be. It would be entertaining. I bet.
And had Jason following my every step that I took.
I bet it would be entertaining. Yeah.
At least one
it's he, yeah.
Mr. Bennett is making a request.
Look out.
Okay. No, but now, if I might, Angel, what do you do now?
I'm a paralegal.
You're a paralegal.
I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And is your office having any issues with this situation? I mean,
I am thankfully out of that.
Yeah, that's the one.
I have okay. respect for that community,
right.
and was still in that community, that legal community to some degree,
right.
For a few years after I left the clerk's office. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer involved in that. I'm
okay.
removed from that
okay.
community now
all
in
right.
my capacity. So
good.
So yeah.
Okay. Yep.
So, and yeah, I'm able to speak out about it because the people that are still in the community can't speak out about it because
sure.
then you risk retaliation.
Oh, sure.
And you can't.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you can't risk that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Because for sure she will retaliate. She'll.
Understood.
Retaliate.
Now, Jason, you okay over there? You
yeah, know? Yeah. There's a comment over there. I kind of want him to read.
You want him to read?
Yeah.
You want me to read? You want
yeah,
to read?
Can I read
what
it?
Is, okay, go ahead. Let Jason read.
All right. This is from her nephew sent me a message a little while ago, and he said, I'm free to read this.
Okay.
He said, for the past decade, Melissa has used my dad's name, image, and likeness for her political campaigns.
Right.
Without the use of my dad's good name, I highly doubt she would have ever won her campaigns.
My now, dad, we're talking about Buddy Harrell.
Yes. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
sorry. Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead
I highly doubt she would have ever won. Okay. My dad was the president of the Christian Student Center at MTSU and then was youth minister at Stones River Church of Christ. He built a good name for himself because he treated people with respect. Melissa has always been the exact opposite. My dad warned me about her before he passed. After my dad passed in 2010, I tried to look past that, and Melissa and I always remained friends. But I knew how she treated other people. I knew that it was a matter of time that she would also treat poorly her family, such as her brother's children, who always tried to keep a great relationship with her.
Sure.
But after her mom, our nanny, died, Melissa began to show her true colors to us and made it absolutely clear she never truly cared for us. No one in my family supports her campaign. That's notable. That's noteworthy. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No one in his
no
family
one in the family
supports
her campaign.
And we are upset that she continues to use our dad without our permission in her campaign material. She claims that my dad is symbolically used as wings on her campaign, but Mark would want nothing to do with her race now. We fully support her opponent, Jeff McKinney, to take her position in the courthouse. That's from her nephew.
You have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do.
Caller, please go ahead. This is Ed Raymer. Go ahead.
It's Terry. I just have a quick question.
Yes, Terry. Go ahead, please.
Through a period of 12 years, how come none of the employees have reached out to the correct federal agency to do some kind of investigation? And I would assume it would be somewhere in Department of Labor or Fair Employment or EEO or something in that area. Has anybody got an answer for me?
Well, yeah, I mean, go ahead. Stay on the line, Terry, please.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's been federal lawsuits filed, you know, many of them, so I'm not sure that federal would be the way to go as far as investigative. That'd be more state. And for many of those years, she's got a pretty good ally in the state comptroller. So,
okay.
And the fear of retaliation is real.
Fear of retaliation.
Yeah, Terry, we've got a real problem down here. Now, to those of you who know, this is Terry Livingston. You're in Knoxville. And
I would assume there would be retaliation in that kind of a environment.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
If I'm not mistaken, federal law would supersede the state.
Absolutely.
These issues.
It would in retaliation. That's a civil rights mm-hmm. violation. That's right.
Or any of those allegations. The wrongdoing in the office.
Yeah.
And showing favoritism with contracting. Doing political work on the job, all of that stuff is covered under, I know in federal law it's covered, but I don't know so much about state law.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you this, Terry, and you can, and I don't know, you probably haven't had reason to, but a lot of this is documented simply through Facebook.
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
there's a lot of this.
Well, that's good evidence then.
Yeah, I mean, the entire public, it's like, you know, hey, here I am, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
all right.
That's the environment that we have around here. And
That's a shame. This should have been stopped years ago.
Absolutely. It should have.
Agree.
Yeah. And that's the reason these two guests are here tonight.
There, Ed. I just wanted to
Terry, I thank you, and I appreciate your continued support. Thank you so much.
Yes,
how are things in Knoxville?
Pretty well, I assume. Take care.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Terry calling all the way from Knoxville, and he is exactly right. There are offices that can oversee that. We're going to go to our last break, if we can, Connor, please. And you're here with Jason Bennett. Angie Thomas has stopped in, campaigning here on behalf of Jeff McKinney. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I just wanted to be sure. And I'm Evan Lee Raymer. Connor's on the board. We'll be back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag number run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers, can't beat it. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag number run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
And I want to tell you about a great friend of ours, Jay Mullins Jewelers. You know, they've been in this county for going on 100 years now. And their new location is 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Jewelry for any and all occasions, weddings, birthdays, of course, all holidays, Christmas and everything, getting real busy around the Christmas holidays. Check them out at 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. You know, Jay Mullins Jewelers. Can't beat it. All right, and we are back. Last 10 minutes or so. By the way, if any of you have a question or a problem about this show, you're welcome to call the station. If you don't want to call tonight, you can call tomorrow morning and complain to those nice folks. 615-893-1450. And you can talk to Scott Walker, you can talk to Brian Barrett, you can talk to Bart Walker if you want to about what we're saying here. You're more than welcome to call them. I don't mean to drag them into this, but if you don't want to call any of us, you know, if anything here is not true,
yeah, there you go.
We need to know. We need to know about it, and you need to call us right now and shut us up.
Because, please, yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. If it's not true, if it is wrong,
if you're a supporter of hers, call in.
Yeah, please. Yeah, because we'd love to hear from you. We really, I am a wonderful person, okay? Unlike Jason, I am not sure about Angie yet. I'm still just sort of watching the temperature there. But Angie, you've had a great life till you got here between, and here you said.
Yeah, I was doing okay, right?
Yeah, you're like a thorn between two roses, man. Yeah. You're sitting right here between me and Jason. Yeah, that's where you need to be. No, seriously, I mean, until it's brought to light, until someone says something.
Right.
You know, you can be in the middle of a big mess until somebody said, well, we didn't know anything was going on, you know. And a lot of folks don't.
Exactly.
They don't know.
They don't.
You know, they work. They're busy getting to the ball game or getting sissy to dance class or whatever the case might be. Or simply just making enough money to pay their bills, pay their mortgage, pay their rent, whatever the case might be. And they don't have time for stuff like this.
Right.
That's why we're here. That's why I'm here. And, no, we're not here to just run around making a bunch of trouble. We're giving you facts.
Yeah.
These are facts. This lady worked for this organization and this outfit. And, you know, that's the reason she's here tonight. And appreciate you doing this, really. Thank you. And Jason,
thank
you, as always, again, to let you all know that. We're down about our last 7 minutes or so. Final word. Angie, what do you think? What's going on? What's going through your mind right now? Other than you wish you could just get out of here and get going.
I was going to say, can we stay a little bit longer, have another show? Because there's so much to cover.
There's right.
I do think, I want to touch on something you just said, and I do think, the office of the circuit court clerk is foreign to most citizens. Unless you've had to deal with the courts in any capacity, many don't know what the clerk does, what the clerk's office does, what they're responsible for. They think that office does not affect me in any way. Well, it most certainly does, whether or not you've ever gone to court or not. And if you've gone to court, I mean, they're keeper of the records, and you know, you better hope that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, because that can mess up your world pretty quickly. But on the flip side, if you've been fortunate enough to never have to enter the courtroom doors, sure, at circuit court, mm-hmm, it still affects you. This is where your tax dollars are going. This
exactly
is, you're hiring somebody to work for you. You're putting them in charge, and you need to know what their record is, and you need to know what kind of person they are before you press that button to vote for,
sure,
you know, your choice. You need to be informed. And I get it. Life is busy, and it's hard to keep yourself informed or get informed. But it's out there. It's on social media. It's on the radio. It's, you know, you talk to people, and, sure, and you get that picture, and then you form it. And it's just be informed, know what's going on. This person is the absolute wrong person to be in any capacity of management or elected official. Should, sure, never even know. It's just an absolute no.
Well, and what you're talking about, too, is what we've touched on a lot here lately. This county is more than 300,000 people now.
Right.
You have, well, if you just boil it all down to gravy, you've got 300,000 bosses. They're
exactly.
I wouldn't say boss, but they're your employers.
Yeah.
They have entrusted you in whatever area of government you're
right
in. This is where they've put you, unless the, you know, the governor appointed you and all that. Goodness knows we know who this guy's going to appoint, you know. And, but other than that, if you've run and been voted in, mm-hmm, you know, and I hate to bring this up, I don't mean to put a damper on what you're doing,
no,
but Jason,
okay,
Rob Mitchell has shined, he's shining above all of them right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Because he did his job. Mm-hmm. I never seen a man have to go defend himself because he did his job. And where else?
Well,
this,
and Rob goes above and beyond.
Yes, he does.
Which you don't find, and you certainly don't find it at the clerk's
office. Well, and here's
office,
the thing.
You don't find it many other places.
Well, here's the thing. You know that Rob is a true blue guy because his people go above and beyond.
Exactly.
They're not, you know, well, that's good enough. You know, mm-hmm, no. Because mm-hmm, I know some of those people personally, and I've contacted them on, you know, on property we might buy or sell or whatever the case might be. These are good people. They're knowledgeable people. You know what it costs? I mean, how long would it take you to train a person to do
right
a job like that? But it leads me to wonder, where else is this happening here in this county? From the mayor right on down, county mayor right on down, mm-hmm, and even into some of the city politics of Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Sure.
Yep.
You know, and I wonder, how long has this been going on? You know,
probably forever.
Yeah.
You know, to some degree, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't count on social media, and they.
I mean, sometimes I feel like they just don't care. You know, look at someone like Tammy Sharp on the school board. I mean, I cannot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe we still have her to deal with right now, but.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Of all this that's been said, and for Jeff, we wish him the very best, okay? And you think he would be the man?
I think he's
in this case.
He's going to be. He's the one. He's
how
the
are
one
things
to press
looking,
the button for.
How are things looking right now?
Everything I'm hearing, it's looking great.
Okay.
Looking great. Yep.
It's looking super positive. Everything's, there's great momentum.
Good.
A lot of good feedback.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Well, of all of that, mm-hmm, and regardless of the Strait of Hormuz, and, you know, by the way, I'm putting a blockade between us and Smyrna. That will be in effect tomorrow morning. I'm still working on, I'm going to get that wall built, too, between Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Can you give us a blockade for 24?
Yeah, I'll do that. Let me put, Jason, write that down. Mm-hmm. But all of this is nothing compared to what took place yesterday. And Jason Bennett turned 50 years of age. Folks, this has been a catastrophe.
I still feel it. I still feel it. Every bit of it.
Happy birthday to you, my friend. I am glad you're a friend of this broadcast. I can tell you that. Angie, I want to have you back anytime you wish. Please
be happy to.
Give me a call.
Sure.
You know that. Connor's always doing a good job. We have 14 seconds. I'm going to tell you this. Till next Sunday night at 8 o'clock right here at WGNS. Edwin Lee Raymer for you for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'll catch you down the road. Good night.